Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. All my friends joining me here in Atlanta, Georgia. All my folks tuned in San Diego. My friends in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, Denver, Kansas, Dallas, Houston, Louisiana. What's up, WWL? What's up to everybody out in Florida? I can go all over. So if you're in the Midwest and I missed you, sorry. If you're in Canada, I love you too. And in everything in between. Just color the lines and everything in the middle. I'm going to be hanging out with you for 2 more hours. This is halftime of the show. I'm here for 4 hours every night. You might be here for 10 or 15 or 30 or 1 or 2 hours, whatever the case might be. I'm here for 4 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and we have had a very, very busy sports week. We have many callers who are also on the line. I'm going to go ahead and pick up the lines momentarily. I do want to give everyone an update on some of the going-ons of tonight. Bad English, but you know what the hell I just said. Tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers came out on top of the Utah Jazz. The final score there, 135-133. We know everybody's looking to make their playoff push, and LeBron James missed a game-winning shot in regulation, but he got into overtime, and he did not miss the next game winner. He had a game-winning drive. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of the Lakers Radio Network.
Game is tied at 133. Reeves brings it in to Troy Brown, back to Austin, now top of the key, Schroeder over to LeBron. LeBron drives to the basket, 360, spin to the rim and in. All right, now you cannot allow a three here.
No.
Lakers up 135-133.
And the Los Angeles Lakers ultimately won 135-133. And as of right now, this moment, this second, and it might not last for long, the Los Angeles Lakers are out of the play-in. They've actually advanced to the 6th seed ahead of the Golden State Warriors. But here's the kicker. Right now, the Golden State Warriors are currently playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are going back and forth and back and forth. Shout outs to the great Aaliyah. Right now, Golden State leads 113-111. It's about 7 minutes left in the game. If Golden State comes out on top, they move back into that 6th seed, and the Lakers will drop right back down into the play-in. And so things are kind of heating up here towards the end of the season as everybody jockeys for playoff positioning. Also, earlier on in the show, we talked about a gigantic performance, no pun intended, from the giant 7-footer Joel Embiid. Tonight, at home for the Philadelphia 76ers, the 76ers beat the Boston Celtics. The final score, 103-101. Joel Embiid went out there and scored 52 points. He was 20 of 25 from the field. He was 12 of 13 from the free throw line. He pulled down 13 rebounds. He had 6 assists. He had 2 blocks. He lost it. He went unconscious tonight. And the Sixers come out on top, 103-101. For the hell of it, let's take a listen to Mr. Joel Embiid score his 50th point, courtesy of the Sixers Radio Network.
Embiid has 48 points in the game, and he has the ball. Joel one-on-one spins by one man. Down the lane, and a slam. He eats up the rim. A two-hand stuff, a quick turn, a catch and a go, and a dunk. 50 for Embiid.
Yeah, he ate up the rim. Unfortunately for Joel Embiid a few years ago, it seemed that he ate a little bit more than the rim. But now he's in better condition. And now I think with Nikola Jokic, he certainly has taken control in the MVP race. Nikola Jokic tonight returned for the Denver Nuggets. He's been out the past few games dealing with that calf strain. And he did not have a Joel Embiid-esque night. In his return from that calf, his team, the Denver Nuggets, lost to the haphazard Rockets 124-103. In his return, you wanted to handle Jokic with kid gloves. He only played 25 minutes, scoring 14 points, grabbing 10 rebounds, only 4 assists. And so, let's be real here. The Denver Nuggets are not trying to blow up Jokic. They don't give a damn about no first seed. They really just want to make sure that he is healthy going into the postseason. So we'll give you an update as our final games on tonight conclude. And I will give you an update as well on the Golden State Warriors as they kind of go back and forth with the Lakers to try and avoid the play-in. Regular season ends on Sunday. It's been a busy show so far. We have talked about the end of Jim Nance calling NCAA tournament games. We talked about the great national championships that we saw both Monday night on the men's basketball side and then the women's side. And I do want to talk about just Caitlin Clark and her own response earlier today to a lot of the just a lot of the commentary and phrases and words and vitriol aimed at Angel Reese. And so we'll do that. I told you about Mac Jones and Bill Belichick. It seems that Belichick reportedly has been ready to trade Mac Jones away. And so we got a lot to do. The Masters is getting started. We got a lot of callers here on the line. I want to go ahead and open up the lines. And this is what people are hyped about right now. We had one caller from San Diego say, "Hey, JR, the Aztecs came back. We know that they just lost the championship game on Monday night in Houston, Texas." And he said that the school officials want to hold a parade. I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, they're trying to hold a parade on Saturday morning." And I said, "Well, they lost. What's the parade for?" And it's just like, "Oh, well, you know, they want to celebrate." I said, "Celebrate them. Have a party. Have a rally. Open up the stadium. Open up some grounds on a school campus. Invite the friends, the family. Build a stage. Give out jackets. You know, let people speak and show love. Make it a love fest." But I said, "Parades are for winners. You don't do that." Shep brought up a great counterpoint. He said, "Well, they haven't won anything in San Diego. And so let them enjoy the moment." And I agree, let them enjoy the moment. It just seems kind of low to have a parade. Parades are for winners. Let's give them tiny little silver trophies to say thank you while we have their parade. Like, just set a standard. Have a parade when you win, not when you come in second place. I mean, that's what we have these celebrations and rallies for. Save the parade. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kareem is calling from right here in Georgia. Kareem, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
JR, my man, 100 grand. How you doing?
Excellent. What's on your mind, Kareem?
Hey, JR, here's my deal, man. I don't have a problem with San Diego State having a parade, and this is the reason why. Being born and raised here in Atlanta, the 1991 Braves team, man, we went worst to first, lost to the Twins in the World Series, but we had a parade downtown Atlanta, Peachtree Street, right at Five Points. And I remember my uncle taking me and my two cousins to the parade, man, and it was awesome. And I mean, that was the start of our dynasty, but I don't have a problem with it, JR. Let them do it, man.
Yeah, that I got to tell you, man. I wasn't here in 1991, but that sounds like some real loser stuff to me. I know that – let me ask you this. Did they have the same damn parade when they won in 95? The answer is yes, right?
We did. But
so we had another parade 2 years ago. That sucks the life out of it, man. That's like real loser stuff. I'm sorry.
But I get it, though, JR, but we had never won anything in Atlanta, man, and – for the Braves, back in the days, man, the 80s and whatever, you could get the cheapest seat at Fulton County Stadium, and by the first inning, man, you were in the sitting behind the dugout, right? So it was just for them to go worse the first that year, the tomahawk chop and the excitement, the whole city was behind them. I mean, I get it. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution
right.
threw the parade for them. The whole city turned out for them. I don't have a problem with it in San Diego.
Okay. Well, thank you. You got a warm heart, warmer than mine, Kareem. Thank you for calling from Atlanta. Like, I mean, come on. Like, I 95 parade, you win. Yeah, sure. Coming in second in the World Series, loser. I'm sorry. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Alex is actually calling from San Diego. What say you, Alex? Go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen. Hope everybody's doing good over there. So I got love for San Diego State. I definitely think that, you know, they've been pushing. They've been trying to break through for years, it feels like now. And, you know, that legacy that Steve Fisher left, you know, definitely was an impact on the city. That run was a good one. UConn stopped us there. But me personally, I have ties with the Tide, so I have trouble with this March Madness, because when they face each other. But I was listening back when Shep had originally said San Diego State never won anything, and I totally agreed with it the first time around. And the second time around for the parade, it's just like I kind of just got lost there, because, I mean, there's other ways to go about it. And Marco was saying a little earlier, like, meet them at the airport. And one of the other callers from San Diego was like, yeah, let's throw something at Viejas. I mean, during spring training at the Padres in Arizona, we were getting play-by-play from most of the fans, mm-hmm. and hearing it over, you know, they're hearing it during the opening week. The first couple games, we're listening to the game during the actual game at the Padres. Have somebody throw out a pitch. They just had Malcolm Thomas, San Diego native, play quiet, everything. He threw out the first pitch the other day. Have Mr. Butler throw out a pitch. Go ahead.
Amongst several things. You know, you can get a whole damn suite and honor them and wave to them in the box. You can have a first pitch go out. You could do a whole lot more than – and you can give them everything except for the damn championship parade. How about that?
Right. We could be creative. Come on. We're in San Diego, this beautiful city. We could be creative. We have so many things here that we can show these boys love for what they did.
Sure.
And
thank you, Alex.
I just get kind of lost when it comes to the parade, man.
I could dig it. Well, thank you so much for calling from San Diego. I understand you. Thank you. Sean is here from San Diego as well. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, hey, GR. Yeah, Sean from San Diego, as you said. Listen, I came down to San Diego from L.A., born and raised in L.A., in 85, okay? I played baseball at San Diego State, which I did. But anyways, the year before had Ray Kroc, who actually purchased the Padres. Did he not purchase the Padres? They were not only headed to D.C., but they actually had pictures of them in their uniforms for playing for D.C. or moving back to D.C. We had already lost the Clippers a few years before that, and as it would be approximately, I don't know, 35 years later or so, we lost the Chargers just a few years ago. So
yeah.
I say this, that, you know, San Diego State, in its 100-year existence, has one NCAA championship. That's a 1973 volleyball team, men's volleyball team, okay? And any type of victory, and we consider this a victory, because as far as we're concerned, San Diegans, we did win. We weren't even expected to be here. And so where we got, which is the finals, we feel like we won just to get there. And so we're having this parade.
Sean, your phone.
We're gonna enjoy it. We did have a parade.
Well, hold on, Sean. You can stop for. Yeah, I will. I wanted you to just get to the point because your phone is not that good. I think I understand.
Oh, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I apologize. I can't say this. The last parade we had was for the 98 Padres. You lost 4-0 to the Yankees. We had a parade. And, you know,
Well, hold on, Sean. You apologize for your bad phone. I need to let you go. I think I understand
all right,
it.
All right, not a problem.
You want a parade. I get it. Tony Gwynn should get his own parade. God bless his soul. I mean, he should get a parade, not the loser Padre. Sorry. 855-212-4CBS. Bill is here from Baltimore. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, JR. I was fortunate enough to play in two national championship games in college my sophomore and junior year. My sophomore year, we lost. And if you had thrown a parade for me after we lost that championship game, I wouldn't have shown up.
What did you play in, Bill?
I played lacrosse.
Oh, not, oh, you tough, man. Especially in the Mid-Atlantic, of course you played. Where did you play lacrosse at?
A famous basketball school now, UMBC.
Oh, not surprising. I have been to the Final Four a few times at M&T Bank, and it's a lot of fun checking out the lacrosse Final Four. But you saying you wouldn't show for the parade. Why?
Well, you know, first of all, after you lose a national championship game, the last thing I would have wanted would have been a parade. That's number one. But number two, I mean, it's part of what's going on with society. With we don't keep score, everybody gets a trophy. Let's throw a parade for the second place. I just, you know, it's just like, here's a good example, JR. You worked your tail off on YouTube radio to get to where you are today, because life is a competition, just like sports is. And, you know, you celebrate the winners like you. You have your own sports talk show now, which is very popular, and I listen to you every night. And you know, the guys that didn't work as hard as you don't have the radio show you have. So I don't think it's a good precedent to be setting to be having parades for the second place teams. And I'm probably too old, but that's
no. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily compare that to anything that the hell I've been doing, but I certainly agree with the sentiment. I hear you, Bill. I'm in the same boat. Maybe I'm a party pooper. I'm fine with that. Thank you, man.
No, I just think, you know, when you win a national championship, you get the parade. If you don't, hey, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you go back
try
at
again.
It next year. And you know,
yeah, like Aaliyah said, you pick yourself up and try again. Dust yourself off. Why not? Of course. Tony calling from New Orleans. Go ahead, Tony, quickly.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. This is your favorite Saints fan and Tom Brady hater. The reason for my call today, growing up here in New Orleans, you know, I obviously grew up a Saints fan, but I also grew up a Cubs fan. And man, all those years, you know, pulling for those two teams was nothing but heartbreak. When the Cubs made it to the playoffs for the first time and lost to the Padres, they didn't have a parade. When the Saints finally made it to the playoffs and lost to Minnesota, there was no parade. But when they finally won the World Series, the Cubs, and when the Saints finally won the Super Bowl, you know, not only were there parades, but there was parties everywhere. It's what makes it more special. You know, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to hang them down and listen to your response. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tony. I agree with you. You got to keep the standard there, man. Maintain the standard. It's not the same when you actually win. What do you think you're never going to win again? So you got to have a parade? Well, thank you, guys. Have parade. Philip is here from San Diego. What's up, Philip?
How you doing, JR?
I'm good. It sounds a little. Are you happy to be here with us?
Oh, I'm definitely happy to be here with you. Love listening to you, man. Listen all the time.
Thank you. What's up?
I don't think they should have a parade. I'm born and raised in San Diego. Love state. Go to all their games. I've had season tickets probably for the last 15 years. And I don't think they need to have a parade. Like, I agree with you. Just have the. Have the party on campus, celebrate their season, and just do that. I mean, they didn't win it. Unfortunately, I would love them to have won the championship, but you know,
they did it.
Celebrate the good season and leave it at that.
Yeah, come back next year. Thank you, Philip. Appreciate you. Lisa calling from Oklahoma. What's up, Lisa? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi there. I agree with you, and I don't think they should have a parade because that is for winners. And really, they're wasting an opportunity. They should be using this as a morale booster. You know, the second place is the warm-up to the next championship, where they can have training rallies so they can attract funding and potential new recruits for their next lineup.
Oh, so do you think they're doing themselves a disservice if they are to have a parade? It's not finalized. They want to. Do you think a little bit of the shine comes off for future prospects? I don't think that changes too much.
Well, I do think that they're doing themselves a disservice because this is an opportunity that they're wasting. I think the parade would be wasted money on something that they could direct their energy to for a more tactical approach.
Oh, I can dig it, Lisa. Hey, Lisa, you be counting money?
I do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you see people waste the money all the time, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Hey, Lisa, thank you for calling from Oklahoma.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You as well. Thank you. The way she said that, Lisa be counting money all day and sees people waste it frivolously. It's ridiculous. Alejandro, caller from San Diego. What's up, Alejandro?
JR, what's up, my man? Good to talk to you. Look, man, I'm gonna keep it sweet and short. We already get ridiculed for not being a big sports town. We already get – they tell us that, you know, we don't do this, we don't do that. We're not as loud as the East Coast. We're not as ruckus as the people in Philly and Boston. Okay, we get it, man. But don't do this to us with the second-place parade, man. Don't get us ridiculed even more nationally than we already are getting ridiculed. I mean, this is not necessary, JR. Like you said, give them a little – you know, ceremony at Viejas, you know, give them a little poster, whatever, bring the fans out if they want to come out. But what's going to happen is nobody's going to come out to this parade, man. I'm going to tell you that right now.
What?
They're probably going to do it. No one's going to come to this parade, bro.
I don't know about that. Why?
Why? Because it's San Diego. There's better things to do in San Diego than to go to a second place parade, JR. Respectfully, man. I mean, I know it's a sports, you know, we're talking sports and all that, but ain't nobody going to waste their time going to go watch a second-place parade when you could be at the beach, when you could be, you know, at the Balboa Park, when you could go SeaWorld, the zoo, you could go rollerblading on the pier. I mean, what am I going to go stand and cheer for a second-place finish?
But there have been so many people. I'm not disagreeing with you, but there have been a good amount of people, maybe not majority, but there have been folks who just say, hey, there's nothing wrong with a damn parade. And for as much love as San Diego State has gotten, from as many calls that we have received from San Diego over the past few weeks supporting this squad, you want to tell me that the community, that the people in Petco and the entire city wouldn't show up just to give a quick applause?
They don't want it. If you look at, you know, the San Diego Union Tribune's the one that put it out. If you look at their Twitter feed, we do not want it. If you ask the city, we don't want it, JR. We want to be respected, and this is not how you get respected, you know, amongst your sports peers in the country. I mean, yeah, great job. Hopefully we keep it rolling. But, dude, don't do this to us, man. Please don't do this to us. JR, I love your show. I love what you do, man. Keep it pushing, man. Later.
Much love. Thank you, Alejandro, for calling from San Diego. Wow. He said, ain't nobody going to show up for a second place parade.
That's just not true.
Well, Shep, there's only one way to figure out, Shep. If they hold the parade, you have to go to San Diego.
It's a deal.
You got to go and you got to be an investigative journalist and you got to figure it out.
I could do that.
Somebody's going to go and clap. They'd get a good turnout. I mean, there might be a lot of people who kind of go, what are we doing here with this second place parade? People are going to show up. People like a good time. People like a party. And it would be, I don't want to say a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but it ain't every day that you have a parade. It's not once a month or once a year. These damn Aztecs have never had a parade, which is all the reason why I think that they should hold off until they actually win something. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about someone else who doesn't really want a particular honor. Her name, Caitlin Clark. And then she also had some commentary about Angel Reese. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to play that audio for you on the other side. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate everything you do, man. I love your talk show, man. You're probably one of the best in the game, man. You know, you have the best knowledge. You're one of a million, dude. You're a great guy, dude.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I was telling you about the Lakers' victory tonight and how going into overtime and beating the Jazz that the Los Angeles Lakers moved into sixth place, bumping the Golden State Warriors down into the seventh seed. And the seventh seed is now a part of this new NBA play-in tournament, seeds 7 through 10. That was contingent on the Golden State Warriors losing to Oklahoma City, which they were. But that game is now done, and Golden State bounced back. The Warriors did not lead until about 8.5 minutes left in the game. And Golden State ultimately walks away with a victory, 136-125. There was no Klay Thompson tonight for the Golden State Warriors with a back issue, but Steph Curry did Steph Curry things. 34 points, 6 threes. Jordan Poole in the starting lineup tonight with no Klay Thompson. Jordan Poole finishing with 30 points. And the seedings as we go on here at the end of the season will continue to be just a little complicated. The Warriors now will move into the fifth seed, but it's going to be temporary. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Clippers take each other on tomorrow. And so whoever wins that is going to slide up. And meanwhile, they will slide back, they being the Golden State Warriors. They're going to slide back to the sixth seed. And so things are a little bit complicated now. But know this, they're not going to be in the play-in for now. Very complicated, but you got to give Golden State some credit for bouncing back. And the same thing for the Los Angeles Lakers playing close with the Jazz. LeBron missing and the game winner in regulation, but then winning on the game-winning drive in overtime. It's just, let's just get to the playoffs already. How about that? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we talked about the Aztecs and got into their parade, and we got a lot of thoughts, and a lot of people have opinions. And some people are saying, oh, let the Aztecs have a parade even though they didn't win. Other people are saying not to. And there's been a massive conversation just across the country, whether you are a sports fan or not, surrounding sportsmanship. We saw Angel Reese kind of waving off Caitlin Clark at the end of the championship, using the John Cena, you can't see me, that John Cena took from Tony Yeo 20 years ago. And people were saying that she took it too far. And maybe she did. I don't have a problem with it personally. It's like people talk trash, they get upset, they're jerks to each other. It's basketball. I have heard and seen worse things at every level of basketball, and it don't bother me too much. But a lot of the words and things that were used to describe Angel Reese just went too far. And they seemed, and I cannot use the words I want to on the radio, they seemed sappy. They were lame. We had people calling her a piece of you-know-what, classless you-know-what. And I'm like, would you talk about one of the men like that? Would you call one of the professional football players that? Would you say that to their face? Probably not, because you'd be decimated. And so we got a lot of keyboard warriors, and we've had a lot of unnecessary vitriol aimed at her. It's just like, yo, it's basketball. It's not the end of the world. It's like people got upset. They saw a young black woman waving a hand in front of the face of a young white woman, and people just lost their minds completely and just went ridiculously overboard. If you think it's unsportsmanlike, you don't like it, that's fine. But then to go an additional step, the name call and call her this and call her expletives, it's just, it's a hateful world. It's a terrible place. And we got a lot of you-know-whats on the internet with nothing better to do. But how about this? Caitlin Clark spoke today. She spoke to ESPN, and she was pretty much asked about the response. We heard her response on Sunday about the taunting or the unnecessary taunting during the game, after the game, at the conclusion of the game. And she pretty much said, I'm just trying to, or was trying to get to the layup line. Well, all of the noise and all of the response has been pretty much unavoidable over the past 24 to 48 hours. And so today, as I mentioned, she spoke to ESPN, and Jeremy Schapp asked her, what do you think about this massive response? And I'm glad Caitlin Clark basically put it to bed. Listen to this.
You know, one of the things people talk about is race is a component of this. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I don't think Angel should be criticized at all. You know, no matter which way it goes, you know, she should never be criticized for what she did. You know, I'm just one that competes, and she competed. So I think everybody knew there was going to be a little trash talk in the entire tournament. It's not just me and Angel. So, you know, I don't think she should be criticized. Like I said, LSU deserves it. They played so well. And like I said, I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah. Done, right? Finished. Finito. Nothing else here. You think about Caitlin Clark, I'm sure the statement was thought out. I'm sure it was known what she was going to be asked, and she put the fire out. There's nothing else here. And not, what else is there to say? I said this last night. If you didn't see it or listen to it, I should say, go ahead, listen to the Odyssey app, listen to yesterday's show, listen to the open of yesterday's show. I said this, I'll say it again. It's just sports. Like there are more ridiculous things going on in the world to be upset about. It's just sports. It is a business, but it's just sports. And it's like people took an opportunity to find an excuse to dump on this young lady. You didn't have to agree with her. Who agrees with anybody all the damn time? But some of the name calling and just some of the vitriol directed her way was excessive. It was beyond excessive. It was disgusting. It was cowardly. That's it. We got a lot of cowards, and we got a lot of cowards saying things about the young lady that they wouldn't necessarily address to a lot of people in person, in their face, without repercussion. But that's why I call them cowards. They're hiding behind their fingers on the keyboard because they're cowards. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's not only where Caitlin Clark stopped. She also had some commentary about Iowa potentially visiting the White House. And we just talked about the Aztecs. People are like, hey, second place, let's throw them a parade. Well, what about them? They lost too. Isn't the White House supposed to be for winners? I'm going to tell you Caitlin Clark's response to that. I'll get some more of your calls. We'll get into Rory McIlroy. I'll update you on basketball. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you every night. In a whole hospital that I work at, I got 50 guys listening to you. I walk around this hospital now, and all I hear is JR.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about second place. Second parade. Second place doesn't get a parade, folks. Okay, how about that? Anyway, it's time to tell you about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. That Defensive Player of the Week, you just heard her prior to the break. Her name is Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark was on ESPN with Jeremy Schapp. She was asked specifically about all of the commentary and anger and words and messages sent to Andrew Reese at the game or after the game, following the game, after she taunted her. And Caitlin Clark came through with a terrific defense. Take a listen from ESPN.
You know, one of the things people talk about is race as a component of this. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I don't think Angel should be criticized at all. You know, no matter which way it goes, you know, she should never be criticized for what she did. You know, I'm just one that competes and she competed. So I think everybody knew there was going to be a little trash talk in the entire tournament. It's not just me and Angel. So, you know, I don't think she should be criticized. Like I said, LSU deserves it. They played so well. And like I said, I'm a big fan of hers.
And it didn't stop there. So congratulations there for kind of putting that to bed. And we've been talking about this second place. What does a second place team get? Give them a party, okay? Don't need no parade. And so you've probably also heard over the past 24 hours that First Lady of the United States of America, Jill Biden, was in attendance for Sunday's national championship game between LSU and Iowa. And this was the most watched college basketball game in a long ass time. And some of the stats and numbers here are ridiculous. With an average of 10 million viewers, it was the most women's college basketball game watched ever. More people watched this than any MLS game ever. More people watched this women's college basketball game on Sunday than any single Stanley Cup game since 1973. More people watched this game on Sunday than Thursday Night Football, than the 2021 NBA Finals, than the 2020 World Series. More people watched this game on Sunday than every recent MLB, NBA, and NFL All-Star game. There's a crap ton of people who watched this game. People wanted to tune in to see Caitlin Clark because she was starting to light it up. Angel Reese, if you follow, you probably knew about her. Her profile has exploded over the past several days, and she will definitely be able to monetize that. And with all of the attention, Jill Biden basically said, and just tongue-in-cheek, I don't think tongue-in-cheek, but wanting to show love to the women's game in general, maybe she's not too big of a sports fan, but she suggested that, hey, we should bring both teams to the White House. And I'm saying to myself, no, the winner goes to the White House, and the loser, you get a congratulations. You don't go. If you want to celebrate women's sports and you want to just celebrate inclusion, you do that on another day. But don't couple it with LSU. And so Angel Reese was just like, you know, we not doing that if that's the case. And then she is now also taking a step further, which I don't agree with. She's just like, well, we won't go at all, and we'll go to the Obamas. It's like, okay, you're doing a little too much right now at this point in time. But I agree with her initially. Like, why the hell would we want to go? And then you're inviting the losers as well? And so there's some folks who went and said, why not? They pitching more of a fit. Caitlin Clark said as much again on ESPN. What the hell am I going for? And I just lost. It's for LSU. Listen to this.
I don't think runner-ups usually go to the White House. I think LSU should, you know, enjoy that moment for them. And congratulations, obviously, they deserve to go there. Maybe I could go to the White House on different terms, though. But, you know, I think, you know, that's for LSU. So, you know, that's a pretty cool moment, and they should enjoy every single, you know, second of being a champion.
Yes. Second place, yeah, be celebrated at home by your folks. Not on a big stage with a parade or a White House visit. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Patricia, calling from Memphis, Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Patricia. What's up?
Thank you. Yeah, hey, JR. I just wanted to call and say that I think parades for second place is for sissy.
Oh, my God. Wait, Patricia, your phone kind of went out for a second. You said second place is for who?
Sissies.
Oh, my God. You got right to it. Okay.
But I also wanted to say I love your name, JR, because I had an Uncle JW, and he said he didn't have everybody wanted to know what his real name was. And he said, I don't have a name. I have two initials because I was the 17th child, and by then they had run out of names for all of us.
Oh, my God. 17 child? So, listen, nobody in your family is a sissy, right? Nobody.
Well, I mean.
Okay. Hey, Patricia, I'll put it to you this way. I'm glad that you called and said it, because if I called anybody a sissy, I'd be canceled forever, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night. You be safe and be well, all right? Call anytime.
Yes, sir, you too.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you, Patricia. I appreciate her. Yeah, I can't sit up here and call anybody. Hey, I know that guy. Hey, Shep, I'm in the studio. Oh, it's a Georgia commercial. Yeah, I'm like, hey, I know that guy. This guy works at the station.
Oh, nice.
He's in one of these commercials where you, I'm not going to say his name. He's in one of these commercials where you're not supposed to pick your phone up.
Oh, I thought it was a person who's not supposed to do certain things outside after partying too much. I thought that guy from Georgia you were referring to.
No, it's not a drinking and driving commercial. It's a put your phone down.
Gotcha.
Hey, a bunch of years ago, I was in a commercial for AT&T. I was a distracted driver in a parking lot.
Really?
Yeah, I almost hit somebody.
Of course, you were acting. You would never actually get in the car and
terrible
try to hit
somebody. I was acting.
You have your SAG-AFTRA card?
Am I SAG-AFTRA?
Yeah.
Well, man, tell them to stop taking my money, okay?
Sir subject, I apologize. I didn't know you were an actor on top of being a
an actor. Whoa,
You're in feature, you know, you're in major commercials.
Whoa, let's slow down.
Right.
I'm just a guy. I'm not an actor.
Gotcha.
Anything that I've acted in, I've been myself.
Gotcha.
I've been in BET movies. You know who I played in the BET movie?
Yourself.
JR, yeah.
Yeah.
JR, the radio host. Yeah. It's Christmas, and it's radio, and here's JR. That's what I can do. Terrible actor. I'm not an actor. I'm just a guy. They say, hey, can you do this? I go, yeah, you going to pay me money? Good.
Well, actually, I will disagree with
they
you.
They take forever to pay, man.
I've heard the same. JR, and actually, I think you would be a tremendous actor, because acting is about reacting. And as a radio host, when you take as many calls as anybody I know who does this, you listen so intently. That's why I think you would actually translate very well to being a thespian.
Nah, man.
No, I'm serious, though.
Nah, I'm terrible.
I'm
expressionless. I'm cold-hearted. No, man.
Oh, come on. You know you're being funny with that. Come on. You know you'd be a good actor if you put your mind to it.
Nah. Ain't got no time for that. I'd rather stick in reality. I know where to watch terrible actors and actresses.
MTV.
MTV?
Any reality show for that matter.
You don't watch Power, right? No?
No, sir.
Yeah, I could find you some bad actors there, but anyway.
Gotcha.
It's popular. It makes making everybody money.
I think I have the thin mustache.
Whose mustache?
The thin mustache, the guy you were talking about yesterday.
Vince McMahon? Are we going to talk more on the other side and get to your calls? Don't go anywhere.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today. This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliet Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. John Draper talks about the new 988 short code for mental health suicide lifeline.
In terms of just providing access to a service that we know is effective in reducing emotional distress and suicidality among people who contact, you're definitely going to reach more people, including save more lives.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Attention, sports fans! Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 29th year of football action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the table. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.